AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will be speaking soon about the U.S. pullout in Afghanistan. Republicans are hammering the president and his administration. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
How did this get so wrong?
Texas Congressman Michael McCaul is among those calling it shameful, a disaster, a bungled operation.
So what is today about? It's about fixing this.
Fellow Texan Dan Crenshaw, a Navy SEAL wounded in Afghanistan, says first the administration needs to admit it screwed up and, for starters, make concrete plans to evacuate all remaining Americans from Afghanistan. And then there's the longer-term picture of terrorism. Florida's Michael Waltz, another Afghan vet, says Al-Qaeda is now primed to regroup and attack the West again. The administration needs to be ready.
This notion that the war is over is garbage.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says about 100 Americans remain in Afghanistan and they will work to get them out. It's going to take weeks to get power restored in areas hit hard by Hurricane Ida. The region is also dealing with sweltering heat. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is telling people not to venture out.
We're asking people to be patient. We're asking people to be careful. And please be good neighbors. Check on that elderly couple who live across the street from you.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says the government is there to help.
We have brought in the Coast Guard. We have brought in the Army Corps of Engineers, the Department of Defense, Fish and Wildlife, many other federal agencies that are here on the ground that are supporting you.
At least four deaths in Mississippi and Louisiana are being blamed on Ida. South Dakota's Attorney General Jason Roundsburg was ticketed for going 57 in a 35-mile-per-hour zone just days before he pleaded no contest to traffic charges for a car crash that killed a pedestrian last year. He was charged with a second-degree misdemeanor in that case. This is AP News. Just days after he was removed as host of the TV game show Jeopardy!, the AP's Margie Zavala reports Mike Richards is also out as executive producer.
An executive memo to staff says the hope was that Mike Richards stepping down as host of Jeopardy! Would minimize disruptions and internal difficulties, but that clearly has not happened. Richards will no longer be the executive producer of Jeopardy! Or his other show, Wheel of Fortune. Richards came under scrutiny when comments he made about women, Asians, and Jews in podcasts from 8 years ago resurfaced. Richards was to be the permanent replacement for Alex Trebek, who died last November. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The New England Patriots released quarterback Cam Newton, clearing the way for rookie Mac Jones to open the season as starting quarterback. Newton was the starter last season. Jones was the Patriots' first-round draft pick. The team opens the season a week from Sunday against Miami. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.